I live in the now. The past is gone. How true that is. Whatever is past is past. It may have been lived a moment ago, a year ago, a century ago. It doesn't matter. When I live in the now, I live in all that is, all that ever will be. I live in the happiness of this moment. I live in the sweetness of this kiss. I live in the joy of the bliss of now. Learning how to live in the now, and learning how to be in the now, is not necessarily an easy thing to do, because it's something that we all have a tendency to wander away from. We all have a tendency to think that it's not the truth. Every time a thought of the past comes up, we think, oh, that's now, I'm living in the present. Every time a thought of something that had happened in our childhood comes up, we think, oh, that is now, we're living that now. And when those moments come, and they come and they go, they never stay. But when they come, we just let them be, and we continue with doing what we're doing now. If we were to turn our attention all of the time to the past and to things that have gone by, we would never be accomplishing and enjoying all of the beauty that takes place in the here and the now. What is going on in the here and the now? What is going on this moment in your life and in my life? In my life, I can think beautiful thoughts. I think beautiful ideas about philosophy. I think beautiful ideas about living. My ideas that I think about philosophy and living are not my ideas. They are universal ideas. They are ideas that everyone has thought about forever and ever. And all of the happy people on earth are living this philosophy. All of the happy people on earth are living this philosophy and saying to themselves, I like me. This is a wonderful world. This is a world filled with goodness and peace and love. This is a world of unconditional love, where I love everything in the past, present, and future equally. And thereby, I live in the present in unconditional love, and I am living in the present in such a happy state of consciousness that I am in a state of bliss. Oh, things will come up into my consciousness trying to titillate me, trying to attract me, trying to take me away from the peace that I know now, this peace that passes all understanding. And if I allow it to do that, if I allow it to distract me, then I'm the loser. But so long as I hold true to the fact of the purity, the goodness, the wonder, the magic, the love, the unconditional love that I am, then all is in divine order. Oh, there will be times when my unconditional love will be tested, where people will say that it's not so. And I just keep right on loving them unconditionally. It reminds me of the letter I had from a friend, and they said, how come you write dear beloved to me? How come you write beloved to everyone in your letter? In all your letters you write, beloved. Why do you do that? And I say, I do that because I love me, and I'm incapable of not loving anyone else. And so when I say, beloved Herb, I say, beloved anyone else. I say, beloved Ellen, I say, beloved friends, whoever you may be, I say, beloved. This is a wonderful way to live. It's a wonderful way to have my life. It's a wonderful way for me to lift up my consciousness and know the truth about me. Whatever things come out of the past, whatever things were done at any other time, good, bad, or indifferent, they're unimportant. The only important thing is what I do right now. how I live my life right now, what thoughts I think right now. And when any negative thought comes up into my consciousness, I immediately put it out of my consciousness. I immediately ignore it. I immediately counter it with a positive consciousness, with a positive attitude, with a positive thought. This is my responsibility. My responsibility is, what kind of a world do I want to live in? Do I want to live in a positive world? Then I must think positive thoughts. All people will try to say not positive thoughts around me and try to say that I am not a positive person for whatever reason. And as they say these things, I pay no attention to it. I only know that I am positive. I am joyful. I am truthful. I am the pure white light of love. I am the ideal being, just like you are, just like everyone is. And so everyone who thinks about me thinks that I'm the ideal being because they're the ideal being. Everyone who talks about me because they are the ideal being, and they're talking about me as the ideal being. And if I misinterpret or hear things differently, that's because I am not listening with my whole heart. I'm not listening with my unconditional love. I'm not listening with the truth in me. It's up to me to listen with the truth in me. It's up to me to listen with the purity of my heart. No matter what anyone's hurts of the past may be, no matter what anyone's experiences may be as they're coming through life's wonderful, glorious path, that's all past, and they now live in the beautiful being that they are and that I am. Today I live in this beautiful thought. I live in the now. I live in the now, and there is only the now. I don't say the past is gone, because there is only the now. And I live in this nowness. I live in this joy. And I surround everything in my life with my pure white light of love. I surround everything in my world with my pure white light of love. I surround every person in my world with my pure white light of love, and I see them enjoying a life that is good and very good. I see them enjoying a life that is rich as mine, joyful as mine, and wonderful as mine. And as I see this, it is so. And it is wonderfully so. I live in the now. I live in this moment, and I say, "Hi, me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. I am whole and perfect. I am ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. I am ideal wholeness now. I am unconditional love." Yes, many people say of me that, "Herb, you're just always unconditional love." And I say, that is my desire, that's my choice, that's my decision for myself, to be always unconditional love, to always love myself and love everyone in my world. And I do that. I love myself and I love everyone in my world. And doing that, living in the now, is such a happy, uplifting experience. Living in the now is such a beautiful experience. This morning, as I was putting my clothes into the dresser drawers, my cat, Jeannie, was standing on the top of the dresser. Beautiful black cat, glorious black cat. And she stood there and arched her back. And she says, "Pet me." And so I tickled her under her jaw. I tickled her ears and I rubbed her back. And she just delighted in that. And when she was done, when she had enough, off she went to something else, not thinking that I might not be done. I had more love to give to her. I had more joy to give to her. But she got what she wanted, and then she was off to another adventure in the now. Because cats only live in the now. Dogs only live in the now. People only live in the now. Attempting to live in any otherness, in any other way, then now, we lose our way. We lose our path, and we find that there are many obstacles and many too many stones in our path that keep us from having a smooth path to walk. But when I live in the now with unconditional love, when I live in the now with an absolute love for all, and starting with myself, I feel so uplifted and so wonderful. I sing, I am happy all day long. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. I'm all right. I'm all right. So today I make it my privilege and my choice to speak only in the now, to speak only in the present tense, to talk only about things that are happening to me right now, to talk about how Herb petted my jowls and how he patted my back and how I felt so good. And then off I went to play. That's what I'm doing now, is living in the now. And as I live in the now, you can be sure I live a very, very happy life. I live a very peaceful life. I live a very fulfilling life, because that is who I am. And that is the joy I am. And that is the allness that I am. And there's nothing else. There's nothing else in my world except me living in the now. Join me in living in the now. Living in this delight, living in this wonder, and remembering that now is the only time there is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. You are my beloved.